You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Michael Red Guy with you. And Dog Pound, you're passionate, you're loyal, you're loud. We want to thank you for creating one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. Best Fans Week is going on now through December 14th as the Cleveland Browns honor the best fans in the league. You, the Dog Pound. Visit bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com now to see what's going on each day, including giveaways, contests, special offers, a player pop-up, and more. That's bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. Now, tomorrow on this show, in conjunction with Best Fans Week, our giveaway for the Collier Shot, which is going to be Johnny Manziel's total yards, throwing and running combined.
I like that.
So we start thinking about it. Will be an Xbox One.
What?
Yes.
Are we in play for this? Because Christmas is right around the corner, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they'll. I don't know how they'll feel about
Merry Christmas to me.
You want that for yourself.
That's right. Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
We will see. But that's tomorrow in conjunction, as I said, with Best Fans Week here. And the website, again, bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. Let's bring in our producer, Emmett Golden, now for a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Johnny Manziel will lead the Browns in rushing on Sunday.
I'm going to go with fiction. And I think the recipe for beating the Bengals the first time around was beating them physically and pounding on them. And I believe that Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West will split duties, and they will be, at some point, probably very even in this case, with Johnny Manziel leading, will be third, though. So I think either West or Crowell, and getting this run game is going to be huge in regards to dominating the time of possession and beating the Cincinnati Bengals.
Absolutely fiction. You want those running backs to be the ones that are toting the rock and rack up the yardage. Johnny, do it with great care in mind, a little sporadically. Pick and choose your spots. Don't want your quarterback, Nathan, running 12, 14 times a football game. Not a recipe for success.
Not a recipe for a good health either and surviving a 16-game football season. I think it's possible he will lead the Browns because he could break one off and take one to the house from deep, but I think Isaiah Crowell is going to lead the Browns in rushing Sunday. Could also be Terrence West, who led the team last time they faced Cincinnati with 94 yards, I believe, in that game. So I don't expect Johnny to lead the team in rushing, but I do expect Johnny to run for about 50 and help get this team well north of 100, close to 150 when it's all said and done against the Bengals.
Fact or fiction?
Josh Gordon will catch a TD pass in Sunday's game.
I'm going to go with fiction. And I believe that when we get inside the red zone and it's time for us to be extremely efficient, we will do it on the ground. Or, very similar to the way it happened in Buffalo, when Johnny Manziel was the quarterback, he runs it in. So, fiction.
Everybody's waiting to see Gordon, though, you know, take the lid off the top, maybe hit that big home run ball.
We hope.
It's game four now. He's been back. So, you want to say it's necessary. We know that. But, Matt, I'm going to go with you. Fiction, I don't think it happens this week. Doesn't mean the Browns can't win. I just don't think it happens.
Josh Gordon has scored against Cincinnati at least once every year that he's been in the league. I think he finds a way. I think he will be rejuvenated this week. I think he will be active for Johnny Manziel and will get an opportunity on one of those ones that Johnny throws up to make a play, and I do think he will make it. So, yes, I believe he will score a touchdown this week for the Browns.
Fact or fiction?
Craig Robertson is the most improved player on the Browns this year.
He is. Again, his game came into question last year when he was the opening week starter opposite of DeQuell Jackson, and he was exposed many, many times for tackling, bad angles, coverage, you name it. He was called out about it. And in Carlos Dansby's absence, he has stepped up. He has been the leading tackler, I believe, in almost every football game, if not every football game. And you've seen him interception, again, against Andy Dalton that led to the blowout in Cincinnati. And I thought his play overall, he's in the right place at the right time. He's making plays all over the place. His name gets called a lot, and that is always a good thing. So that is a fact.
Yeah, I think Paul Kruger comes into play here as well. And the reason I say Kruger is, you know, he's got to be at least involved is because, you know, last year, you know, 4.5 sacks, he was acclimating himself. So he didn't have the type of production, guys, that we were looking for coming over free agent from Baltimore. And he's really played, you know, lights out football this year. But that having been said, I am going to slightly, because Kruger had the resume of success, Robertson more of a special teams guy backup. Yeah, I'll say it's fact that you got to go with Craig Robertson as the most improved football player in the Browns, given where he came from.
You got to love Craig Robertson and what he's done. Went from an awful season last year and bounced back with a tremendous year this year. He just won the team's 2014 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, so congrats to Craig for that. He's been fantastic this year, and I think he has made a massive leap. I think Paul Kruger, you talked about, has made a big leap. I think Barkevious Mingo has made a big leap. I think Deshaun Gibson, again, with another season, taking that step forward. I do think Craig is right there, and I think on a day where, you know, he was named the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, we'll give him another
only
one.
Only appropriate
that right. He has been, you know, the most improved player on this team. And I think that has certainly helped out this team quite a bit. And there have been a lot of guys who really have stepped up their game this year, but most of them on defense, but certainly Craig Robertson, very impressive. And when the fact that Carlos Dansby goes out, and we talk about the defensive performance against Buffalo and Indianapolis being two of the best this season, really says a lot about where Craig Robertson has come. Because I think last year, if you had 2013 Craig in those situations, there would have been a noticeable decline in the performance of the Browns defense.
Fact or fiction?
And finally on Fact or Fiction, the New England Patriots are the best team in the NFL right now.
Right now, based on the body of work and how they've beaten winning football teams in the National Football League, I have to say yes, that is a fact. And just to give my boy some love, I think the Green Bay Packers are very close, right there behind them as the best in the league right now.
Who won that game?
Who won what?
Green Bay, two weeks ago.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
That's right.
That's right. So for right now, New England gets the nod because they beat my other team, the Chargers. But I will say that is actually, if going back, I think at midseason is when we picked it. That was my Super Bowl, and I'm sticking with it.
That's what makes it a tough call. New England, Green Bay. It's between those two right now. You're not going to go wrong with either one. Both of them playing at a tremendously high level, led by, in my opinion, the two finest quarterbacks in the National Football League, bar none, and complementary pieces. Green Bay beat them head-to-head a week ago, 27-21. So Green Bay may be a little bit ahead of where they are. So I'll say fiction with trepidation because I do believe Super Bowl, New England beats them.
New England and Green Bay, I think, are the class of the NFL right now. I'll say fiction. I think right now, the way that Aaron Rodgers is playing, I just don't think how you can go against him. I think that he's the best quarterback on the planet, and it's not even close. He's elevated his game again when I already thought that was true coming into the season, and he's been phenomenal. Patriots, their defense, though, is very good. Revis playing very well. They're right there. Those are the top two teams in the NFL. I want to throw another fact or fiction in here. The Browns made a mistake in sticking with Billy Cundiff one more week.
Dead air.
Yeah, I was going to jump in on you. You want me to jump?
Go ahead.
Fact. Yes, fact. I'm sorry. I've lost all confidence in Billy. Again, you know, this is a pass, fail, make, miss, leave. You cannot. Guys, he's missed 45 yards and in the last 5 weeks. We know. I mean, look, remember? You faced fourth down, and I think it was three at the 34-yard line. How many teams in the NFL are not going to send their field goal team out to convert a 51-yarder?
Sure.
Now, we know that that's pretty minimal. Most teams, I'm going to go out there and bang this through and take our three. Billy is just, you know, this has been the knock against him. You got to go close to 95% inside 45 in this league now. That's a fact. It's a bottom line. Fact, Nathan. Unfortunately, it's fact.
I am bordering on fact, but I'm going to go with fiction, and here's how I'll defend myself is I just believe that you're going to bring a guy off. If there was a definitive guy on the street that you could bring in and kick, we'd have had him by now with Billy Cundiff's performance, but there's not. There's question mark after question mark after question mark, and yes, we're questioning our own, but as much as he's made kicks for a long time in this league, and what is out there is rookies and bounce around guys that have never really caught on for an entire football season. So if you want that guy over Billy Cundiff, That's why I'm bordering on fact and fiction. So I'm going to say fiction, sticking with him because he's also made some kicks for
Nathan,
us, too.
Could I ask something real quickly? Real quick. I think a lot of it, though, is because he has performed very well in his kickoffs, non-returnable this year. Do you guys think that that's a big part of the reason that maybe he's still here?
I think that's a huge part of it. I think that that's why he is still here.
It's a dual role
for
him,
his job as a field goal kicker, missing one in five straight games. I also think if the guys came in here in the tryouts and wowed them and they felt confident, they would have done
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I agree.
Think that it's comparing what they've got to what's available and knowing that they still have a guy who's very strong on the kickoff department. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. He's got to make every kick this week. If he does not, it certainly is going to be a little bit problematic for this team. But, again, it goes back to the other issue. It goes back to the issue of this team's failure to score touchdowns off of turnovers with short fields puts more emphasis on a kicker who has struggled and ultimately has cost them the ability to win football games. But it goes back to me not scoring touchdowns, and that's why the quarterback switch ultimately was made.
No doubt about that. You've got, listen, 22 turnovers, what, and only three of them have been converted into touchdowns?
The defense has that many on their own turnovers.
The defense does have that many. So, again, all of that data is laying out before us. But, guys, I always – it's hard for me to shake the Billy Cundiff image that, let's be honest, a chip shot that cost the Baltimore Ravens going to another Super Bowl in New England a few years back when he pulled that baby wide left. And of course, that's why he didn't stay with the Baltimore Ravens.
And that was the same knock he had coming here.
Well, yes, but again, listen, Billy, he's done some nice things here, but we know that games do, though, this time of year come down to field goals. And the problem the Browns are in, again, if it's 50-plus, you got to send your punt team out.
Or go for it.
You either got to send your punt team out and go for it. Now, how many legitimate contenders in the NFL have that they have to deal with?
None. And the only reason they're dealing with it is if they had an injury of some sort.
That's right.
Music to Stan's ears. Let's really quickly get Beverly on the phone. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Beverly.
Emmett, do we have Beverly? All right, we'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll answer some fantasy football questions from our Twitter, and we will also get to Beverly if she is available to be connected to us. She's ready to go. All right, let's get Beverly in right now. What's up, Beverly?
Hi, Beverly.
All right.
We'll be back. Talking to myself.
We'll be back with more CBD right after this.